FM 90.3 WJTL, Toby Max Move. Keep walking. Good morning to you, 721.
Weather-wise, today it's going to be a sunny day, high of 75. Tonight, clear, low of 50. And tomorrow, Winning Wednesday is looking sunny with a high of 78. Right now, we're seeing 51 here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our friend Kimberly Lapham with us, the Director of Events for Global Disciples. Good morning again, Kimberly.
Good morning, Fred.
Wonderful to have you here. Tell us all about Global Disciples.
Well, Fred, a third of our world has yet to hear the good news of Jesus, and we have a heart that everyone should have the opportunity to know and choose to follow Jesus. So we simply train leaders living in least reached areas in their own culture to multiply disciples.
And you're in over 70 countries.
That's right.
Wow.
Amazing. Now, you have an event coming up. Folks can find out what you're doing and support what you're doing as well. Tell us about that.
We have a fabulous event coming up on October 4th. That's a First Friday Lancaster Community time.
Yeah.
So we're going to partner with that. We have a big event. We have Matt and Kim Goss, who's going to open our concert event with worship. And we're going to also partner with Kristen Brewer,
nice,
who also is an original songwriter. And she's going to share some of her Scene Collective songs.
Yeah, I love the tie-in with Scene. You want the folks who are throughout the world who don't know the gospel to be seen as well. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I think this particular event, of course, we want to connect the hearts of a North America with the heart of God for the least reached. So we're using this experience, this occasion, not only to minister to your heart, to say you are seen by your Father God, but we want you also to say there are other people that need to be seen. And
awesome.
We want to do that.
Matt and Kim Goss, Krista Brewer, Scene, it's all happening. October 4th, the Trust Performing Arts Center, and there's other stuff going on as well.
That's right. Come at 5:30, we have a pop-up market and some refreshments in the Square Halo Gallery. That's all available to the public as you wander around First Friday streets. And then we have a concert event that the doors open at 7 p.m. And that, again, is you're going to have a worship concert experience with Matt and Kim Goss and Kristen Brewer with her Scene Collective. We have Jacqueline Harnish coming into town to support that concert event. And we're super excited to share our heart for the least reached, but also share this occasion with everyone in Lancaster.
And you do need tickets for the concert event.
That is correct. And those are available online at globaldisciples.org.
It's all happening October 4th at Trust Performing Arts Center, the International Marketplace at 5:30 at the Square Halo Gallery. And then the concert is happening as well upstairs later on in the evening. What time does the concert start?
The concert will start around 7 o'clock. Like, the door is open, and we're gonna launch that.
Awesome. Check it out online, globaldisciples.org. Kimberly, thanks for being with us today.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you, Fred.
We loved having you. Forrest Frank, taking us back to the music. This is Good Day on WJTL.
Okay.